Okay, the Gemara says in Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. It's actually relatively straightforward here. Amar Avlili Bar Mamal, Amar Ukva, Amar Shmuel, Tsaras Mima, Enes Asura. Right, we're basically in the middle of the series here, if you notice. We're in the fourth Tsaros. That before we get to the end of our Mishnah, we have to figure out their status, right? We had Sotam, Asura, Shasa, now we have Ma'enes, and then next year, Ailanis. Tsaras Ma'enes Asura, Liman, Ile Malachim, right? To the other brothers, meaning who she was with Ma'an. The assumption is she was with Ma'an, and it's in one particular Yavam. Hashi, Gufa Shari, Damar Shmuel, Mina, Bezeb, Matari, Bezeb. That's Machlokas later on, which we'll see. What happens if she's with Ma'an in a particular Yavam? Right? If there's more than one Yavam, she's with Ma'an in one. So Rav says she's also to all the brothers. Shmuel says she's also to him, Matari, to the other brothers. And Ravasi says she's Matari to everyone. So Shmuel says she herself is Matari to the other brothers. Obviously, her Tzara is. Hashta he gufasher demershol mina zemataris that sarasim yibaya ela lady day it must be tars ma'enis zasser to him umaisa ma'enis shari lachem lo abdu humaisa tsar nami lo abdu humaisa. But hold on, the ma'enis is mutter, right? Usually we have a certain degree of symmetry here. The ma'enis is mutteris to the other brothers because she never had any mina to them, so the tsara should be mutter to him because the tsara never had mina in him, right? Meaning if the ma'enis doesn't infect herself to the other brothers, why should it affect that Yavam to the other wives? It should be somewhat symmetrical. So, Ella, sorry, yeah, Xerim Shem Tsars Bito Manas. Okay, that's the Svara of Shmuel, Xerim Shem Tsars Bito Manas. Tsars Bito Manas, Mia Sira, what's the problem? Tsars Bito Manas. Vatanan, Mikul, and Meso, Mia Nutsarse Mutaros. Doesn't say enforce the Mishnah, right? If Bito is lavdah from one of the 15 Arayas. If one of the 15 Arayas is Mimain in the Yavam, who she's an heir to, the Tsaras of Mutter, to me and of Mimain, Elim, to me and of Baal, Hain Grusha, right? Me and of Baal, it says, Mesu, O Nisgarshu, O Mianu, right? So then it's the same. El Lavi Yavam. Lo, Leolim, Baal, Trey Gavni Girishin. No, means if she's Mimain in the Baal, or the Baal divorces her, then she doesn't infect the Tsar. But if she was ma'anis in the Yavam, it's too late. She already infected the Tsara Mishas Nefila. But how does Mion work? Mion works by uprooting the original Nisuin, right? Mion is not a divorce. How do we know Mion is not a divorce? One thing is very, very clear is that forget Yavams, forget dying. Let's just say Stam. A guy, a guy marries an 11-year-old Yosoma, right? And she does Mion. And everyone's alive and lives well, and they're all healthy, Admei Vesrim. That girl is allowed to marry his father or brother or son, and he's allowed to marry her mother or, she can't have a daughter, her mother or sister. There's no problem with Arayas because it retroactively eliminates the Kiddushin. That's how Mion works. Mion is a retroactive nullification. Because there was no Das in the first place, therefore she says, look, I want to just point out the fact there was no Das in the first place, because I was a Yosoma, I was a Katana, and eliminates it. So if it's eliminated retroactively, then Kimina Yavam, not Yusun Kamai Dakra. When you're mind the Yavam, and here we're using a conclusion from later on in the 13th paragraph, we'll see. When she's Mamainus in the Yavam, she uproots the original Nisuin. So if she uprooted the original Nisuin, then why is her Tsara a problem? She was never married, right? If your daughter, one of the 15 Arayas, was never married to your brother, then it shouldn't affect the Tsaros. So, Misham, Tanimar Mechesu, you're right, but it's because of some sort of Maris Ayin problem. Tanimar Mechesu, mean of a Baal Mutaris La'avit, but Yav Masur La'avit. If everyone's alive and a girl's been minding her husband, she's Mutar and the relatives. It's retroactively nullified. But if she's Mama Enes in her Yavam, then she's usher to the father. Why? Alma Mishas Nefila Nirska Lasso. Because since there's a Shas Nefila at that Shas Nefila, people notice that you seem to be related to a certain person. And when you do Miyam later, they don't notice that it's retroactively uprooted, the same as if everyone's alive. And therefore, they made a special Gzera of Maris Ayin, or of Niris, in the case of Yibam, that she is usher on the relatives. So we see here a general gzeira that when you have Mion b'yavam, when you have Mion b'baal, there's no gzeira. It's obvious they were never really married. It's obvious everyone knows the circumstances in which they broke up. But when the guy dies and she's my innocent yavam, then it's not obvious to everyone how this broke up because it's a very complicated situation. The guy died, there was a yavam. It's not so clear exactly what happened, right? It's not when people are married, they break up, it's very clear what happens. Here, you never know. Was there chalitza? Was there some other reason there was no yibam? What happened? Therefore, they make a gzeira of nireh. Nireh is kekalasa. So just like once there's a parsha of yibam, she's usher in the father because nireh is like kalasa. Likewise, she ushers the tsaros because the tsaros are nireh is ketsaros erva. Okay, and that's why tsaros bito man is usher. The final psak. If we just skip Talmud Beis, we know Ki Asa Ravin Amar Yochanan Achasar Sumenes VeAchasar Einlis VeAchasar Masu Grushaso, not Sar Sota, but the other three Kulam Mutaros. The final psak is that Saras Memaenes is Mutter, but the Diok might be Saras Memaenes is Mutter. Well, all the Rishonim make the Diok, but Saras Memaenes is Mutter, but no, even better, but Saras Bita Memaenes. He didn't say tzaras bitum ma'enes is usher. He just says stam tzaras ma'enes is mutter. He just says stam tzaras ma'enes is mutter. So therefore, the accepted psak, if you look in the Rambam, the Rif, etc., is that tzaras ma'enes might be mutter, but tzaras bitum ma'enes is asura. And the Rash from the Ritva give the logic for that. What's the logic? So far, only dealing with what's in our Gemara, right? What's the logic that tzaras Saras mima enes, she's muteris, but Saras bito mima enes, the deal is, she's still asura. What's the logic? Because what's the level of isra of Saras bito mima enes? What level of isra are we dealing with? A gzera, it's an isra rabbanan. Why? Because really she's retroactively, was never married to your brother, she was retroactively never a yavama, right? Never a tsara, just nireis kitsaras bito. So this is a gzera. Tsaras ma'enes, which is atu tsaras bito ma'enes, is a gzeira l'gzeira, and that's what the Rosh and the Rish here explain. And everyone would agree with them that Shmuel had a radical shita. In this particular case, we can make a gzeira l'gzeira because we have a principle of kula chad gzeira. The principle is that sometimes, even though something's two steps and they make it all as one gzeira in one fell swoop, they're allowed to. So Rosh and Rish held you can make a gzeira l'gzeira here because it's all one big gzeira. It's not really two different gzeiros. It's one big gzeira. But we paskin, no, it's two different gzeiros. Therefore, tsaras bito ma'enes is nirak tsaras bito. But tsaras ma'enes, which is atu tsaras bito ma'enes, which is nirak tsaras bito, in goes from gzeira to gzeira. That's the maskan of our sugya, and it's fairly straightforward, I think. I don't think there's a need for a lot of analysis. But we just have to deal with two questions. One is, what about Mima Enes Atzma? Right? So what does Shmuel say? Shmuel says that Miana Bazet Muteris Bazet. What does Shmuel say? Right? Shmuel seems to say Muteris La'achin, but the diok is, she's Muteris to the other brothers, but what? She muteris to the other brothers, but Asura Le also Yavam Shemiyanabo. Right? That seems to be the intention of Shmuel. It's pretty clear that's what Shmuel means. From the Marnach of Zion Beis, it's pretty clear that's how almost everyone paskins. In terms of Psak, that's how everyone paskins, except for the Balamor, I'm pretty sure. That's where everyone passes, except for the Balamor. Like Shmuel. Okay. So first of all, why is she asura to anyone if she does Mion? Meaning, what does Mion really do? It says, Bisui Kamai Akra, right? It uproots the whole marriage. She's really a stranger, right? She really has no relation to anyone. So why should she be asur to the Yavam himself, right? Again, a guy dies. He leaves a, 11-year-old bride who was married herself off, not through her father, so it's only Kiddushei Miyon. and he has a bunch of brothers. She's Mama'inus, one of the brothers. She's now Usur to that brother. Why is she Usur to that brother? After all, she was never part of the, she was never related to anyone in the first place, right? She never had anything to do with this family in the first place. She's a total strange woman off the street. So why is she Usur to that brother? What? No, no, I'm not talking about Bito. I'm talking about a regular case.
Looks like
Tzaris Bito. No, no one's related to anyone. No one's anyone's Erev. No one's one of the 15 Arayis here. Strange, regular strange girl off the street. Why should she be Asura even to this guy himself?
The Miyona does the Zika, but doesn't undo the marriage.
Right. Well, I wouldn't go quite that far, because it does say Misui Kamaya, but just add one word of equivocation.
The Zika showed up.
Not that it undoes the Zika, but doesn't do the marriage, but that, just add one, you know, word of indirection. It, the Mion looks like, right? Right, that, what does Rashi say here? El of the day, the first skinny line. L'yom shamiyan abo asur. Why? Well, the Mion akarli the Zika, v'gari lebe eshtach, because Mion akarli the Zika, now she's eshtach to l'baka mitzvah. What do you mean? Doesn't it uproot the whole thing retroactively? That's what Mion does, right? It uproots it, says you were never married because you never had das. Retroactively, you are eating nachris, that's low, umoteris low. No, gzeira drabon and he hov lo Mion of Harishon. She never was mine in the late husband, the first brother. Umikrachni su enough was Yav, I mean, she fell for Yibam, nereis keshav. It looks like she still is, was married to the first brother, right? It's Nireis, right? Meaning, it looks like she uprooted her Zika, but she was still married to the first guy. Really, that's impossible, right? The only way Mion works is by saying I was never married to the first brother in the first place. But one shot is Nireis Ke'eshes Achim Ve'akra HaZika. Why is this only Nireis? Because Mion uproots the original Kiddushin. She really was a stranger, was never Eshes Achim. But it looks like she was Eishes Achav, because after all, Mishas Nefila Nireis Ke'eishes Achav, who fell before him, and yet he uproots the Zika. So therefore, if you have your brother's wife and you don't have a Zika that looks like Eishes Achav, that is the, and therefore, it's an Erev of Eishes Achav, Shalom B'makom Mitzvah, meaning, it's Midrabanan Dome Le'eishes Achav Shalom. This is how Rashi understands it. The Tosfos Yeshayahu, I think, says the exact same thing. Afla osin shamiyan anami tishteri shamiyan yakor akidusha meyachav rishon tiyakum nachas yamo yishlom at the time yishlom demishas tevila nereis ke'eshes ah. The exact same thing as Rashi. Some other Rishonim say the same thing. I think that's clearly Tosfos' assumption. Why? Because what does Tosfos say? Tzaras anami lo avda by maisa. Tos says, why did they at first think, right, that the tzara should be so obvious that tzara should be mutter? Tema nihid lo avdu b'maisim kol makom tem dem enes asur lei havi tzara sa katzara sa erva ve'echim dam lo enes ashari lo achim. What does he, Tos, say? This is the Pshat of Rashi, Tos Yishanim. The Ritva here also says that, if you want to look it up. But this is also the Pshat of Tosus. What's Tosus Kasha? Tosus Kasha is that the Gemara asks, that Saras Mima'enes is obviously Muteris, right? And what's the answer? The answer is this very far out Gzeira Ligzeira, right? Atu Saras Bito Mima'enes. So what does Tosos ask? Tosos says, no, he has a better reason to forbid Tzaras Mima'enes. Why is the Gemara, this is the Maskel Tzaras I just read, why does the Gemara say Tzaras Mima'enes? How could that possibly be us? Or no one ever, they never did any Mion between the two of them. And then they have to go with this far out Zera like Zera of Atu Tzaras Bito Mima'enes, which is very dachuk. And in fact, it's so dachuk that in the end we reject it. We paskin against Shmuel. There's no Isser. Tzaras says, I have a better reason to do Tzaras Mima'enes. Why? Because Mima'enes equals Erva. And Saras Mima'enes equals Saras Erva. That's Tosos' suggestion. Now, what is this Kasha of Tosos based on? The Kasha of Tosos is based on the fact that, well, Mima'enes is like an Erva, so why not say Saras Mima'enes is also because she's like Saras Erva? Why would Mima'enes be an Erva? What Erva would Mima'enes be? This is before we bring in Torah that the Ma'anes was Bitom Ma'anes. What's the Erev of the Ma'anes? What do you have to fill into Tosos? Obviously, what Tosos meant is what Erev is she? The Erev of, David? Exactly. Of Eishes Ach, Shalom v'makom mitzvah. Obviously, he doesn't mean Midaraisa she is. He means Midrabah she is, right? So Tosos obviously holding like Rashi, the problem with Mima'enes.
What was this, Rasul Sarasa?
Is Eishes Ach Shalom v'makom mitzvah. And therefore he says, so why don't we just ask Tosos Mima'enes because it's Tosos Erev? Okay, reasonable question. Well, there are a lot of answers that run to this question, but I want to save the best answer for next year. But one way to answer this question is to say, no. Who says that the reason she's also to him himself? The reason she's also to him himself because she looks like Eishes Ach Shalom v'makom mitzvah? No, that doesn't make any sense. Who's going to think she's Eishes Ach Shalom v'makom mitzvah? If someone understands there was Mion, then he'll understand she was never Eishes Ach. And if someone doesn't understand Mion, he'll think it's a makom mitzvah. Why would it look like Eishes Ach Shalom makom mitzvah? Why would someone make a mistake and think there's no Zika, but there is Eishes Ach? I mean, someone could. But what's the other option? What is the Meiri here quote? It's really a Raivit in the Kusuf Shem and Daf Kuf Zayin. I don't know, do they have the Kusuf Shem in these fancy Ozva Hadr thingies? What's the Kusuf Shem? The Raivit has two chiburim that he wrote that belong on the bottom of the rift, depending on how lucky you are by which masechet you get. Number one is, he wrote Hasagos on the Rif. His Hasagos on the Rif were what the Rabban responded to, not in the book Melchamos Hashem, but in the book Sefer HaZechus. Right, two people wrote Hasagos on the Rif, the Baal Amor and the Ravid. The Rabban defended the Rif against the Baal Amor and the Melchamos Hashem, and against the Ravid, Sefer HaZechus. But the Ravid also wrote Hasagos on the Baal Amor. Meaning the Ravid was not partial here, he was a neutral masig, he liked all parties equally as long as he could be masig on them. This in general, a big deal in the Achronim. You know, is the Ravid always masig because of his shita, or just when there's a makom mahasig? But he attacked the Baal Amor in a book called the Kusuf Shem. I don't think he necessarily needed the Kusuf Shem, it's just he always starts with the Kusuf Shem and he quotes the Baal Amor, but really, this is why this is the stupidest thing you ever heard in a million years. Vichuli. So the cuss of the Hasag of the Raven and the Rif we sometimes have in the bottom. And if not, like we saw in Sigur Sota, they're quoted in the Sefer HaZechus sometimes. But the Raven's Hasag of the Baal Amor don't usually have included in our Gemaras. They didn't manage to print them in the Vilna Shas. It's published in a separate book called Kuss of Shem, which I'm pretty sure is in the shelf in the base. I have at home. And I don't know if they put them in the Ozva Hadr someplace. Did they like retype? No, there's one Ozva Hadr kind of Gemara. They retyped all the Baal Amors and Melchamos, and then I think they put in the Kusuf Shem. All right, it's not here. Lo Mashana. Anyway, what? You have the Kusuf Shem there? Oh, is that what? Is that a Vilna Chadash? Yeah, that's a Vilna Chadash. Okay, Sorsha Shas, whatever you call it. Fine. Sorsha Shas says the Kusuf Shem, Ozva Hadr does. Anyway, the Meiri here is just quoting the right in the Kusuf Shem, Dr. Zion. If you don't believe me, look on the shelf. I'm pretty sure we have a Kusuf Shem. He has a different shot. What's the shot of the Kusuf Shem? And the Meiri, although I have to admit, the Meiri on Daf Kuf Zayin says like Rashi. Okay, but at least the Meiri on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, and the Kusuf Shem on Daf Kuf Zayin Beis. If you look it up, you should look under Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. That's in the Daf Yerif. So, what's his shot? What's the second shot? Why she's also the guy himself? Leron? Exactly. Gzeira. Atu Balasget. What does Balasget mean? Now here also it's a bit of Xera Lixera. But you can say Kulchad Xera here, right? Or let's not even say Xera to Balasget. Right? Let's just say Doma Le Balasget. She's like Balasget. What is the story of Balasget if a regular woman comes, a regular adult married woman, right? Midoraisa married woman. She falls for a yavin, the yavin gives her a get. Which is, again, there's no halakhic reason why he should lechatchila do that. But if he writes her a get, then he can no longer, midrabanan, he can no longer do yibam. Why not? Why do you think midrabanan, once he writes her a get, he can't do yibam? Because it seems like which pasuk? Seems to fall under which pasuk? Kamin shalbanan shalbanan, right? Once he gave her, even though midoraisa, you can't give your yibam a get. But he gave her a get, he refused to be bonus, shalbanan yibam. So therefore, Meon is also in the same realm as Ged. It's also Kevin Shlobana. So it's not Mitam. This would be Midrabanan. Mitam. Kevin Shlobana. Shov. Lo Yivne. So he's saying a different angle, not because of a Xerah Varayos, not because there's Karayos, but because Nerez Kikamen Shalabana Shalabu Yivne. Once I did much, this woman was Mema'enis in me, even though, again, it wasn't me who did anything. I just sat there watching TV, but she came with Mema'enis in me. Lo Re'ina Bach Lo Tzavina Bach, she said. So, once she was Mema'enis in me, that's already a bit of a Lobana. Kikamen Shalabana Shalabu Yivne, Midrabana, like it get. That's the derech of the Kasuv Shem in the Meiri, and I'm pretty sure the Rid here also. If I am not mistaken, yeah, the Rid here also says the same thing. If you would understand that she's not usher because of Nireis Ke'eshes Achiv Shlob Mako Mitzvah. No, she doesn't all look like Eshes Achiv Shlob Mako Mitzvah. She looks like Eshes Achiv Lachem Mitzvah V'Kevin and Shlobana. Then you can answer Tosas Kasha. Then you can answer Tosas's question because Minma Enes is not an Erva, even Midrabanan, just a Kevan Shalobana, Midrabana. And a Kevin Shalobana is not an Erva, that's just an Isser Lav, that's just a side problem. Therefore, since you're not looking at every Midrabana, she's only like a Kevin Shalobana, Shalobana, Midrabana, and obviously there's no happening in the Asar Hatzara until you get to this Xerah Lixerah. So according to Tosos Rit, Tosos holds like Rashi, he asked the Kasha. According to Tosos Rit, the Meiri, and the Ravid, this Kasha would never get off the ground.
If we hold like the sheet of Shmuel that Materis is in, so doesn't Shmuel himself, the Gemara on Kuzayin, specifically reject the analogy according to Shmuel with Balas Get?
Doesn't the Gemara specifically reject the analogy of Balas Get? No, the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara rejects the complete analogy of Balas Get, meaning Balas Get is also usher on all the other brothers. Shmuel says Shmuel tells all the other brothers. But that doesn't necessarily mean that that means she's not totally like a Balas Get. Because Mion is not as chomer as a get, it's only similar to a get. Since it's only similar to a get, we only answer her herself.
So we could split it.
Correct, exactly. Okay. Now, the most interesting issue here is, now that we've gotten Sars from Ma'enes, we've gotten Sars Bito Ma'enes, we've gotten Ma'enes Atzma, as far as that, Yovam, is Muteres Le'achiv. What's Pshat in Shmuel who says, Muteres Le'achiv? Right, why is... Right? She asur to him and muteres to all of the brothers. And why is she asur to him and muteres to all the brothers? So, first question is, what do we mean by muteres to all the brothers? What do we mean by muteres to the brothers? What is her status? Let's say me and Abazet, right? The case we have in our Gemara. She was Mema'enes to one Yavam. She's Muteres to the other brothers. That Shmuel, and we possibly like Shmuel. Why do we possibly like Shmuel? We don't always possibly like Shmuel in Yisurin. We possibly like Shmuel, except from Zion and Beis. Rabban came and said, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Something that seems to have been agreeing with Shmuel, that almost everyone agrees that he was trying to agree with Shmuel, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan says, like Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan always beats Rav and Shmuel and Ravasi and all the other people in the Gemara there. Fine. So, what does it mean with Teres Lazeh? With Teres to the other brothers? What is her status, clapping the other brothers? Let's say I'm the other brother, right? Here, we're all a bunch of brothers. Everyone in this room is brothers, right? Achim Kol Yisrael. Right? So the Yavama comes, and one of our brothers died. Our other brother died. Bliya and Har, big family. Other brother died and left a wife who he married, Bekatnusa, right? Without her father's presence. Her father wasn't here. He married her Bekatnusa. Right? And she's still eligible to do Yibam. And she says, lo tzvinabach, lo reinabach, I'm not interested in you. She's me. Ma'enes and one Yavam. So I come to the rabbi and I say, well, what's my status here? What is the rabbi going to tell me? Assuming like Shmuel. What's the rabbi going to tell me?
Whatever you want.
What do you mean, do whatever I want? What? Be more specific. Do whatever I want. So I'll say, let's be stupid. I'll say, do whatever I want. That means I can go out with her to a pork restaurant. Right? Do whatever I want. You know? That means I can marry her on Shabbos. You know? So this, no. I don't do whatever you want. What I mean is, what does the rabbi really mean?
You can marry whoever you want.
She's enough to do
Yibo or Chalitza. I can do Yibo. Is that what you meant? I can do Yibo or Chalitza. Ah, the rabbi would say, I can do Yibo or Chalitza. Okay, which book would the rabbi have read that made him say that?
The Riff.
The Riff. So what did the Riff say right here, if I can find it in the Reform Riff? The Riff. Here we are. Aval inu gufayhu, but like with Ayutsaurus, what about the three women, Mimainis, Masu Grushaso, and who am I missing? Islandis, what about they themselves? Forget about the Tsaros. Right? Kol Khaninai is Ludima, they each have a different din. Mimainis be Yavam, that's our case, the less late Tsarif, there's just the Mimainis. Avagablo Yavam, the Mina Bola Basklitsubi Yibam, the Yavam. For the Yavam himself who did the Miyam, she's Asura. For the other brother, she can do Chalitza or Yibam. Over Shmuel, Miyam Avazeh, Muteres Bazeh. So what does the Rif say, and who agrees with the Rif? The Ramban and the Rashban, a bunch of Rishonei Svarad. Right? Rif, Ramban, Rashba, etc. They say that the Miyon works for him, but the brothers Choletzes O Misya Bemis. Now, what's the problem with the Rif? Seems very reasonable, right? It seems so reasonable that Aram didn't even think he had to explain himself. He said, just do whatever you want. Isn't it obvious that means that from this brother, she's Petura. This brother, she's gone. But from the other brother, she's exactly where she started. She hasn't moved an inch. She's Choletzes O Misya Bemis. What's the logical problem with the Rif? What's wrong with the Rif? Right? What's the Baal Mor's problem with the Rif? And, if you'll believe me, over the Ramban, which is a tall order, but okay. I think it's also the Baha'i's problem with the Rif. I mean, anachronistically speaking. What's the problem with the Rif? What's the code, what's the magic phrase the Gemara uses for Mion? How does Mion work? Nisue Kamai Karpin. He says, hold on a second, go to Daf Kuf Zayin. So let's go to Daf Kuf Zayin. Kuf Zayin Amanawa. Last four lines. Amar of Oshaya, Menis Laman Maro, Vein Menis Lazikasa, right? Beis Hillel says you can have Mion for a Yavam. You can be Menis to a Yavam. Beis Shammai says, nah, you know what, let's leave Beis Shammai for now. Right, no one possibly. Shammai nowadays, we'll leave him aside. Right, Beis Hillel says that you can, if the Yavim does Maimer, you can do Miyan to Uprut the Maimer, but you can't do Miyan to Uprut the Zika. Amar Chizim, I tell him to Rosh Hashanah, Maimer to be Dai to Matzi Akra, Zikid Bal Karchol Matzi Akra, Vari Biyad Bal Karchol Matzi Akra. Don't say the reason you can't do Miyan to Uprut Zika, according to Moshe, is because Zika is Bal Karchol. You don't do Miyan for things that needed her Das. She gave her Das, now she can say, but my Das was a Das Katnos, so I retract it. You know, that's why she can undo Maimer, but not Zika. That's not true, because even if the Yavam was Boel her did Yibam, she could do Mian in the Yibam. And she didn't need Das, so obviously Mian had nothing to do with specifically Das. Ela, Bia Maimer, Dehi, Huka, Avin, Motzi Akra, Zika, Drachman, Ramel, Motzi Akra. That's Rosh Hashita. Rosh Hashita is this. Original husband who never died, she could be Ochre, because that's something they did. Bia, the Yibam, she could be Ochre, that's something they did. Maimer, she could be Ochre, that's something they did. But Zika, how can I be Mema'enis to a Zika? We didn't do the Zika. Hashem put the Zika on us. Right? Miyam can undo chalos we did. Can't undo something Hashem did, right? So, but do we pass on Rosh Hashanah? Let's assume not. Ula Mema'enis after Zika. So Ula says no. Right? Again, leaving the Baal Mor aside, who's passing to be Macher like every Amor in Sugya practically. But we don't pass like him. We pass like Ulam. And it is after Zikaso. No, I can do, a woman can do me unto Upper Zika. How could you do me unto Upper Zika? The Zika was decreed by Hashem. I don't understand. It's the mitzvah that say, right? Zika is the mitzvah that say. Right? Can I do Mion to uproot the mitzvah of lulav or a shofar or anything else? How can I do Mion to uproot the Zika? He says, no problem, my taima. Nisume kamaika akra. You can do Mion because Mion uproots the original Nisuin. Right there. It uproots the original Nisuin. Then the Gemara there just goes through the same shakla as us. If you uproot the original Nisuin, then what's the problem with Bitom and S? Right? Meaning anyone who's a bas miyot, right? If it's a tsaras bito, and the bito could have done miyot, then the tsaras is called itzav. Why can't the bas do miyot, take rin and lusui, come and uproot the whole thing and matter the tsara? Right? Why can't she do miyot and matter her tsara, but she uproots it all? It's yab and tsarasa. No, tsaras are shiny, tiny, or mechesko, mino, babu, teres, lo'avim, b'yav, masur, lo'avim, amu, shas, tefil, and nearest, kalos, o'anam, shas, tefil, and nearest, tsaras bito. Same exact chakvataria as we had. Right, that really, how does Mion work to uproot a Zika? You can't uproot a Zika. You uproot the whole Nisuin originally. Oh, if Mion uproots the whole Nisuin originally, then why isn't Saras Bito Mimenes Mutter? Oh, that's just because it looks like Saras Bito. So, what do we see from this Gemara, from Ula? We're all based on Ula here. Right, Lechora. Right, we're all based on Ula. We're all based on the fact there is a Mion to uproot a Zika. She says, Mion can't uproot Zika. Zika is something that Hashem decreed in the Torah. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Mion uproots the original Kiddushin, the original Nisuin of the dead brother. And that's what it says in Argmor, also Nisuin. Come on, Kaker, right? So, now, what's the problem? Who just, David, were you the one who said the problem? What's the problem with the Rif, right? What's the Balamor's problem with the Rif, right? The Balamor doesn't say very clearly what his problem is with the Rif. But the Ramban of Mochomos identifies very clearly. What's Balamor's problem with the Rif? Right? What's the problem with the Rif? Problem if Nisue Kamai, right? What's the exact Lashon Ka'akra? If Nisue Kamai Ka'akra, then why is there a Zika to the other brothers? Right? If the way Mian works is it uproots the original the Nisuin and she's never married to your late brother, then why are the other brothers Choletz Mesiv Emes? The other brothers shouldn't be Choletz Mesiv Emes. We're all strangers. We've uprooted everything. What do you do, Chalitza? What do you do, Chalitza? She's never married to the dead brother. What's Chalitza here? What's Yibum? Right? So, what's Choletz Mesiv Emes? So that's the problem a lot of Rishonim have with the Rif. So, what might you say if you want to give a better, quote-unquote, shot than the Rif? What else could you say?
Just flat out mutter.
Yeah, mutaros doesn't mean choletz domus yabemes. Mutaros means, for him, himself, who the mian was done to, they have a special xerator body that looks like bad. It looks bad, so he shouldn't marry her. But the brothers are strangers. Mutaros means she's not choletz domus yabemes. She's a regular person, and he's a regular person. Anyone can marry whoever they want, until proven otherwise. Right? That's another shot. So the second shot you could say is that mutaros doesn't mean choletzim is your bemis. The mion akar nisue kamai legamre, and there's no zika, and the achin, she is muteres laachin as a stranger. Not like the Rif says, Choletz Mesiv Emes. She's Muteris, meaning they never made it Xerah Darabonah to answer her to the Achim. She's Taka, a stranger to the Achim. Who holds that shot? Now, I know here I'm going to argue with the Melchamos, but, you know, I think it'll be clear that the Melchamos is trying to defend the Rif. Look at the Bahag here. What are the Bahag here? I zeroed to the page, not everyone has the Bahag in their Mokom. He also, right, it's not in the comments, right? Ki asa, the Bahag says right here, ki asa rav and amr Rabbi Yochanan, mian of zeh muteres b'lozeh v'lo hodulo. Man, lo hodulo.
Amr by Rav, okay.
Rav, the asa rav amr lo hodulo rav Oshia. Now, mi orla rav asa. We won't get into the details of that now. Rav Oshia d'amr ain't a man. Rav Oshia says, ain't a man is l'zikoso. Shari le'am. Rav Oshia says that you can't do mian for a Zika. Okay, yours is a little funny. He says you can't do mean for Zika and permit her to marry anyone she wants. Rabbi Yochanan, surely the Yom, I'm sure you're laughing. Rabbi Yochanan, what does he say? He says she can marry anyone she wants, or she can marry the brothers. Amar Ravasi came to Ravasi and me and Lachatzi Zika surely Alma or me Ravasi. Ravasi says you can't do me unto one brother. It's not chal. You have to do me unto all of them. So therefore he says she's also the shak. Ravim Rashari La Al Vikari Kamalay Rabbi Yochanan Shasul Ula Shasul Shmuel. Yochanan holds like Ula and like Shmuel, right? Meaning Ula the mean works like Shmuel. She matters to the brothers. It helps her Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Shari La Alma Vishari La Achin Vasul La Achin. Shari Yili Alma, he says twice, Vishari La'achin. Now the Mephama says he doesn't really mean what he seems to be saying. But what's found in the Balamor? What's found in the Bahag? Shari Yili Alma, Vishari La'achin, right? She is Muteres to the Shuk, and she Muteres to the brothers. What do you mean? She's Choletz to Mr. Bemis to the brothers. How is she Muteres to the Alma, to the Shuk? Obviously, what he means is that he uprooted the whole thing. Makes sense. Nisui Kamaika uproots, Nisui Kamaika uproots. Uprooted the whole thing. And if he uprooted the whole thing, then she's muteris to the shuk, and she's not chaletz to Mr. Bemis to anyone. She's muteris to the brothers, and they weren't gozer on the brothers, because really the brothers are strangers. Even though he's a stranger, they were gozer on him for one of these reasons. But for the brothers, they weren't gozer, because it doesn't look so bad. That is, I definitely pshat in the Bahag, as opposed to the Rif, yes? Why is there an Isser La'avid? That's a special word, Marit Keskel. There's a special Maris Ayin that it looks like she was the daughter-in-law of Aviv, so therefore there goes around Aviv.
But why specifically that relationship? She also looks like the brother-in-law.
Aha! Okay, excellent, excellent question, right? Liron is asking, right? I couldn't have paid you to ask a better question if I had tried. I didn't, by the way. He's asking a good question. Hold on a second. According to this Derech of the Bahag, she's muteris to the brothers, not on Tzchalitza V'yibam. She's muteris to the brothers as a stranger. But she's asura to the father. Right? Some guy died and left this 11-year-old widow. Right? And she could have been left. Right? Left this 11-year-old widow. And she's muteris to his brothers as a stranger, but not to his father. Why is she dafka asura to his father? Because it looks like she's a rais. But she's been terrorist to his brothers. I mean, if you say, like the Rif, Choletz is your famous to the brothers, I'm sure she's been terrorist to your brothers. That's a special din of Yibam that you're allowed to do a rice. But if she's not Choletz is your famous to the brothers, she's been terrorist them as a stranger, so why are they gozer on the father and not on the brothers? So, maybe if you keep that question in mind, you can understand, yes?
Who could you say, like, Mimad Avshach, if people will think that she was married?
Okay, correct. So you could answer Mimad Avshach, which is not the answer I was looking for, that they were gozer on the father because it looks like she's his daughter-in-law. There were goes around the brothers to the Mimad Avshach. Either it'll look like she was not related to them, or it'll look like she was doing Yibam. So therefore they weren't worried. Correct. Leon could still say, well, why did they Davka concentrate and focus so much on Aviv? So let's look at a Rambam here. Right? I will read you the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't talk about this so much in Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza. In Hilchos Yibam V'Chalitza, the truth is, he only talks about Tzaras Bitom V'Ma'enes. Says Tzaras Bitom V'Ma'enes is Asura, meaning, if my brother dies and he leaves before me one wife plus my 11-year-old daughter, and the 11-year-old daughter does Mion, still Tzaras Bitom V'Ma'enes is a servant Yerubal. But in Hilchos Gerushin, in the Perek about Mion, right, he puts me in at the end of Hilchos Gerushin. He says it's a sort of like semi-Gerushin looking kind of thing. So in Perek Yud Aleph, he discusses the dinim of Gerushin, and let's see a little bit what he says. First, I'll read Yud Aleph Tezayin, just a little. Mion is not really like Gerushin. V'dinam b'ayla sh'mina bo k'dinam ish lo k'dinam ish lo k'dinam. And the din of Ma'enes is as if they were never married, right? Nisuin ka'akra, right, etc. Okay, Yud Zayin. Here's our Ham Ma'enes b'yavam asur la'avid. That's written by Yechezkel. Kishar b'pnei shenira kekalasu b'ishu meisbeno. She's also with the father because of the time of Misa. She looks like a daughter-in-law. Aval l'shar kov muteris. She's muteris to all other relatives. She's only the special gzeirah is only for the father, not for any other relatives. Lefika. Therefore. Right, in miyana be'echad min ha'yuvamim. If she was me'enes to one of the yuvamim, muteres le'echav She's muteras to the other brothers. Now, what did the Rambam say? Lafika. They were gozer only on the father, not on other relatives. Therefore, if she's mema'enes to one brother, she's muteras to the other brothers. Is the Rambam holding like the Bahad or like the Rif? You tell me. Why? Because why does he say she's muteras to the other brothers? Like both of you muteras to Achim. Just does that mean muteras and the stranger or muteras through Yibam and Chalitza?
He would have said that.
Number one, he might have said that, but better, what's Lufika? The Rambam says, why is she muteris for Achiv? So if you ask the Riff, Mr. Riff, a rabbi, rather, Rabbi Alfasi, right? Rabbi Alfasi, Shlita, why is she muteris to the other brothers? What would he answer you? Why is she muteris to the other brothers? Because, you ask the Riff, why is she muteris to the other brothers? What would he answer?
Because
they didn't make any special gzeira, and there's, why is she muteris? Why isn't she erev to the other brothers? So I'll say, what kind of silly question is that? She's muteris to the other brothers because? No. The Riff, why is she muteris to the other brothers? Because Yiba has done Yiba. You're supposed to marry your sister-in-law in circumstances like this. What did the Rambam say? Why is she muteris to the other brothers? Ah, because they were only gozer on Aviv, not on other relatives. They were only gozer on Aviv, not on other relatives. It means for the Rambam, he's basically equating the brothers to other relatives. He's saying, what are brothers? Brothers are an example of any relative but a father. Brothers aren't special because they have a din yibum. Brothers are an example of any relative who's not a father. And the Achronim say, where did the Rambam get the idea? Okay, if I had woken Moshe Schwartz off in the middle of the night, I would say, Mema enes b'yavam is still a sewer to the father because it looks like a rabbis. Would you have said only the father or all relatives? You would have said all relatives looks like Arias, right? Where did the Rambam get the idea that only goes around the father and not on other relatives? So, Pashtus, where did he get this idea? He got this idea because he held like the Mahad. He held she wasn't muteris to the brothers through Yibam. She was muteris to the brothers because she's a stranger and they're a stranger, and why not marry them? She was muteris to the brothers through regular marriage. Then the Rambam asked himself, how could she be muteris to the brothers through regular marriage? Weren't they gozer on the relatives? And he didn't want to give Yeshua's answer. So the Rambam answered, it must be they weren't gozer on all relatives. They were only gozer on the father. That is the, again, let me give you my proof for my claim that this is Shitas Rambam like the Bahag against the Riff. I can't say, it's not black and white in the Rambam. The Rambam never says black and white, I hold like the Bahag against the Riff. He never says black and white at all like Bahag against the Riff. I mean, there's a black and white difference. The Riff says she's ma'enis in one brother, she does Yibam or Chalitza to one of the other brothers. The Bahag says she's ma'enis in one brother, she is a regular single girl who can marry anyone she wants, whether it be a brother or anyone else. Right? The Rambam doesn't say explicitly either way. All he says is the Lashon of Muteris La'achiv. He doesn't say explicitly like the Riff or like the Bahag. Why am I claiming he holds like the Bahag? Because he equates the heter achin, or even better, because he subsumes the heter of achim under the heter of shar krovim. Chutzme Aviv. Shar Krovim Chutzme Aviv. He says they were only gozer on Aviv. Now, Liron will still ask us, why are they only gozer on Aviv? Why does she look more like related to Aviv than to the. Why does she look looks like she's related to the Aviv more than she's related to any other relatives? And here the Rambam doesn't explain himself. Totally nearest kekalaso, but ishemes beno. Why the Aviv more than any other relatives? The only thing I can think of is that maybe when a guy dies young, his father is more achrei for the household than anyone else, right? We're talking about a guy, right, who died without kids, who died young, who didn't have a whole family, who's living within his father's household. So Mastama, the father's in charge of the household and takes care of everyone and takes care of his daughter-in-law more than anyone else. So therefore, there it goes there in this father Davka because sociologically, he's found more in the daughter in law. He worries more about what happens, and he takes care of everything when his son dies. So they were only goes around him. They weren't goes around other relatives. But what the Rambam says, the brothers are mutter because they weren't goes around other relatives. Not the brothers are mutter because even though they're relatives, they have a din of yibam. Because the brothers aren't relatives, right? Because they have no gzera. And I think you just go further. How did the Rambam know? This is a question. Where did the Rambam get the idea that Shar Krovim are Mutarim? How did he know they were Gozer and Aviv, but they weren't Gozer and Shar Krovim? The Rambam never told us where he got this idea. But probably, Lechora, from the Heter La'achim, like the Bahan. If the Heter La'achim is not out Yivamim, but out Zorim, not that the Rif says Achim equals Yivamim. The Bahag says Achim equals Zorim, are strangers in the street. If you understand, like the Bahag, they weren't matur the Achim because they're Yivamim. They were matur the Achim because the Achim are strangers. Then, from a head to a lot like Bahag, if Achim are not considered relatives, they're just considered people from the Shuk, they don't do even in Chalitza, then must be that all Krovim are not considered relatives. What about Tani Rami Bar Yechezko? Chutz Mei Aviv. Except for his father must be a special Xera. So the Rambam came up with this random conclusion. All the people who follow the Rif disagree with him. The Ramban and the Rasp and the Rif for the Mighty Mishnah says, hey, the Ramban and the Rasp said, ridiculous, give me a break. That can't be. Yeah, because they all follow the Rif. So what did the Rif understand? They were Gozer and all the relatives. Why is she Materis to the brothers? Because they're doing Yibam. You're allowed to violate Arayas to do Yibam. Eishes Achim is allowed to do Yibam. But if the Rambam followed the Bahag, I'm claiming, and he said, no. The brothers don't do Yibam. The brothers are considered strangers in the Shuk. How come the brothers are considered strangers in the Shuk and the father's Asur? The answer is, they must have only the Gozer and the father, not other relatives. Therefore, there's a Nafka Mina. What about other relatives besides the father? What about the son? What about the maternal brother? You know, what about the nephew? V'chuli v'chuli. You can have a million different scenarios. So the Rif would say, all those people are Asur. There's a Xerid Rabban in all of them. Only the brothers are Asur, because they're doing Yibam or Chalitza. Well, the Baha'i and the Rambam say no. If the Baha'i really agrees with the Rambam, right? And then, now, does the Baha'i agree with the Rambam? I don't know. He says Asur La'aviv. He doesn't say Asur to any other Krovim, so it's hard to know. Then, all those other Krovim are Mutter. Only on the father there goes, or why there goes on the father? Because the father takes more achrayon and is more of a presence when his son dies. He's the Gadol Abayis, right? The Gadol Abayis in Hilchos Avelos. He's the Gadol Abayis. Therefore, he gets more press, and there's more Maris Ayin by the father. Everyone else is not the Gadol Abayis. They don't get so much press. That's the Chora, the Pshat in the Rambam.
But what about this Rambam in Hilchos Yibum of Chalitza, where it says, if Sarasas Choletzes below me Jabemet, if she herself is, why should the Tzara have an Iser on her, that she's not Miyabemet? She should be Miyabemet.
Ah! Why should the Tzara have an Iser? Because that's another Xerah they made. That since at the time before your daughter or one of your 50 relatives did me and she looked like Tzara's Erva, therefore they were afraid that people think Tzara's Erva is okay, so they made a special. That's our Gemara, right? I'm just quoting you a line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, what should be the problem? What should be the problem? Everyone's a stranger. And our Gemara answers, there are two, according to Rambam, there are only two Xerahs they made. A, Nireis Kikhaloso. And B, Bishas Nefila, Neres, Kit, Saras, Erba. Okay, they spay. Now, why are they worried that it looks like something's more than other things? Because they use their judgment and figure out some mistakes people are likely to make and likely to notice more than others, especially when it comes to Saras, Erba. You know, I don't want to get into too much history. But if you would read, I'm interested, we will. If you would read through to the end of our perek, you would understand the question of, you know, very often, you know, this is it's not exactly mechkar yet. But when you see the Chazal make zeras, it wasn't only, they didn't only make zeras based on how chomer the problem would be. They also make zeras based on, in their time and place, how likely it is that people would ignore a certain halacha. As you know, in different times and places, sometimes people take one halacha very seriously anyway, you don't make need to make zeros. In other cases, it's very iffy whether people listen to this halacha, so you need to make more zeros. Certainly in this case, we see in the end of our perek, now, tzaras apas, not something that comes up all the time, but it was a big machlok in Yisrael and Beis Shammai, and it seems to have been bigger than the other machlok in Yisrael and Beis Shammai. People were fighting about it in yeshivas, a tooth and nail, and it was a very big social issue and a very big issue, live issue in the time of the Chachamim, their warring factions in Tzaras Abbas. Doesn't seem to be such an important part of Jewish life to us. And maybe then it didn't happen all the time, but it was a really, really big issue, so it could be very easy that someone would make a mistake and think Tzaras Abbas is much like Beis Shammai. Because there were so many Beis Shammaiites going out and proselytizing for this position. So you understand why they want to be extra macher on anything that could look like Tzaras Abbas more than Arayos, other Arayos, because they didn't want people to be fooled by the missionaries of Beit Shammai who were coming out and trying to argue for Beit Shammai's position. So I mean, we haven't gotten to that yet, but you see, there in most machlokes with Beit Shammai, you don't have tremendous stories about how much they fought over it and Beit Shammai tried to press their position. On this one, for some reason, we have Masora that we have stories in the Shas, in the end of the Perek, that Beit Shammai really tried to press this agenda. So it could be that therefore we have to make more Xeros. Okay, yeah.
Is it possible to say that the Rambam is a third Shita, that there maybe is a Kiyum in Yibum? Because the Rambam goes out of his way to say the brothers are Mutter and he calls them Yibamim. Meaning he already made the Chiluk between the
Well, Miyana Be'echad Mena Yibamim, but he calls them Yibamim sort of before the Miyam. Miyana Be'echad Mena Yibamim. There are many Yibamim, she's Mi minus of one of them. Then he says, he could have said Muteres.
He already made a chiluk between father and the father.
Correct.
And Shar Krovim, so you don't need anything else.
But
it
might be Pum Fakert though. He says, me and the Echman Yavam. There are many Yavamim in Tolmiyah. She does me and one of them. Now you could have said Muteris B'Shar Yavam. Says Muteris B'Ach B'Echav. So, like after the Bein, he calls them brothers. He doesn't call them Yavamim. So I'm not sure that's such a strong diuk. Right,
so why would he call them Yavamim here? Oh, if they're just
no, because until she like this, when she did Mia, no, but when she did Mia, they were still Yavamim.
Okay, but once the Mia is done, they become mutter like the Shuk and
okay,
like I mean that's a little bit.
Okay, what you're saying is certainly possible, but my intuition is that he called them Yavamim because at the time she doing Mia, and we still look at them at Yavamim. It's only afterwards Lama Freya we change how we look at them.
But I hear you, dear. He's talking afterwards.
Well, but in the line of Miyana Be'echad Mnei Yivamim, that's not afterwards yet. In Miyana Be'echad Mnei Yivamim, it's funny. It's like after it's talking about what happened then. So, okay. We have to leave that a little bit. It's Arvian, yes.
So also the difference between the brothers and the father is that she actually does something to demonstrate the fact that she's kind of rejecting one of the brothers. She does mean with one of the brothers, and so it's almost as though she's now kind of separating herself from them, one of the family. You don't have
right, but that's not going to help the Rambam. That can help the Baha'i. That's not going to help the Rambam, because the Rambam says all relatives are Mutter. So you can ask, basically you're asking a similar question to Yeshua, a parallel question rather to Yeshua, that the Baha'i could have defended himself, why are brothers Mutter and father Usser, by saying the brothers are unique, more easily than the Rambam. So, correct, I'm not claiming if you start with the Baha'i, you'll end up with the Rambam, like I appear to be claiming when I thank Leroy for his question. I'm not claiming if you start like the Baha'i will end up with the Rambam. What I am claiming is if you end up with the Rambam, you've started at the Baha'i. And that you're molded to me. You're molded to me on that also. Okay. Now, we've seen two shitas so far. The Baal Amor has a very, very difficult third shita. Where did the Baal Amor's third shita? Okay, let's make room here for C, the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor has a third shita. What did the Baal Amor say? Here, if you read it, I mean, Bahag is pretty easy to read. Now again, if you want to, I'm not trying to restrict anyone's academic freedom. Here, you can go back, look at how the Mochamos reads the Bahag to agree with the Rif, and then come back to me and tell me whether you think Shad and the Baha'i is like I was saying, and the Ramban was just trying to defend the Rif as much as he could, or Shad and the Baha'i is like the Rif. But I think it's pretty clear. The Pashup Shad of the Hag is like I was saying. Stumble the Ramban also knew Pashup Shad of the Hag is not like the Rif. He's just trying to defend the Rif. Because he never likes anyone to be arguing with the Hag. Even if he has to be Nidchak to do so. Just like he was Nidchak, you know, on the Sefer Mitzvot to defend the Hag. Even when, you know, he didn't necessarily feel that it was the simplest Pshat. He writes that Mefurish. That he wants to defend the Hag, even though it's not the simplest Pshat. Okay. Now, the... what does the Baal HaMor say? So let's look at the Baal HaMor. It's Lamed Vav of an Aleph in the old-fashioned Gemara's Daf Yerith, which is the beginning of the 13th Perek. Right, beginning of the 13th Perek. What does the Baal HaMor say? He says, the Harif Zal, I'll start in the middle. I actually have a paragraph break for a riff zal. You find like a sentence break for a riff zal. Pasuk ula. Is that where he said the ikar part was? Yeah. No, a riff zal spherely. Yeah. Okay. For riff zal pasuk ula. It's fine. Ucharavin lemeimer dol pli yadadi. He passes like ula. Remember what ula said? Ula said nisuin kamai kaakra, and like. Ravin, which is the same as Shmuel, who says Asura to him and Buteris to the brothers, because there's no difference. Yeah, Nusua Kamaika Akra, but still Buteris to the brothers. The Ein Nirin Devar, from the Stam, the Cholom Plotus, he's wrong. Really, you have to go to Chomer, Krab Yochanan, Krab Oshia, Asura the Alma, Krab Oshia, Vafil Chayavim, Asura Lo, Krab Yochanan, Chlanam Lo Hodolo. Really, so we have to mach like Rav Oshia that maybe the Mian is not Chal, and like Rab Yochanan that it's still Asura to him. Varif Zal Sfirule, here it is. The Rav Shmuel Verb Asi Rab Yochanan, that all these people, including Shmuel, right, what was the machlokus? It said if there are two Yavams and you're minus one, Rav says you're Asr to all of them, Shmuel says Asr to him, but to the brothers. Rav Asi says if you're minus to one, that doesn't count. You have to be minus to all of them for it to count. Okay, but what does the Rif say? He says, Kulak Shitsu to Ula Kaiman, they're all within Ulo, says Nisui Kamaika Akra. There's one Yavam, you're Okerit. What if there's two Yavams? Then they have to discuss it. But we don't agree. We being the authorial we. The Baal HaMor doesn't agree. So the Mashmi closed Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan. Mina bazeo bazeo asur lazev lazev asur nami li alma. What does he think Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan think? Let's take Shmuel. That's our example. What if she's my innocent old Yifamin? Then she's asur at all of them. But she's still asur li alma. She's not with terrorist shock. It's not okay the Zika. It just creates an iser. The Baal HaMor has to be added to this line. He says, why is she asur to him? Because she's like a balas get. But also, what's it about? Is a balas get okeris the Zika? No, it just creates a kemen shel bana shel voyevna. It's not okeris the Zika. What is the Baal HaMor saying? Asura adayim li alma. What is the Baal HaMor saying? He says, the Rif thinks Shmuel agrees with Ula. He doesn't. We reject Nisui Kamaika Akra, right? That's what Almor says, that Shmuel rejects Nisue Kamai Ka'akra, and the Zika is not uprooted at all. The Zika is not uprooted at all. He agrees with Rifta who lets us own Misya Bemes to the brothers. But he thinks that the Zika is not uprooted at all, even if she is Mima Enes to all the Achim. He says, hold on a second. What was the Baha'i's kash on the Rif, speaking anachronistically? Why did the Baha'i reject the Rif? He says, if Nisui Kamai Ka'akra, then why does she still do Chalitza Yivim to the brothers? So the Baha'i says, must be she doesn't do Chalitza Yivim to the brothers. The Baal HaMor Tegdeli, must be she does Yivim Chalitza to the brothers. Must be it's not Nisui Kamai Ka'akra. It's not a valid Mion at all. There's not a valid Mion because you're not Oker Nisui Kamai. Rather, so why is she Asura to him, himself? Because it's like Balas Get. Again, this wouldn't work for Rashi and Tosos because like Balas Get. What is the Baal HaMor saying? The Baal HaMor is saying she is not Nisui Kamai Ka'akra. That Rav and Shmuel are going back to Rava are similar, more similar to Oshia. You can't be Mema'enis in Yavam because you're Mema'enis in this guy, but you can't reject the Zika because Hashem gave you the Zika, and you can't uproot the Nisui Kamalai because that guy's already dead. The brother who married you is dead, so you can't reject the Nisui Kamalai. The brother who's a Yavam has a Zika and a Shemaim, you can't reject that. So Miyam doesn't work at all. What does Shmuel mean by Muteris to the brother that's true to him? For him, does it answer to she's dummy Lavala's get, even though the Miyam didn't work at all? No, get also doesn't work at all. Need the Raisa, there's no get for Yavama. But it says it's Niriki Ibinyan. You have Kim Shlavana Shavlo Yivna. So he says then he says, Ava man is Lazikaso. Miyam doesn't uproot Zika at all. Miyam doesn't uproot Zika at all. Even if there's one brother you do Miyam, it doesn't help. You can't marry in the shuk. If there's three brothers, you remind them, all three of them, you still can't marry in the shuk. It's not open in the Nisui Kamai. Shmuel doesn't hold Zok in the Nisui Kamai. Chazanesh, yes. Oh, does our sugya say, Nisui Kamai, analyzing Shmuel? That's not happening, Mar sugya. Then, when we get back, we say, that was if not for the Chash of Mar's Ayin. But really, Rabbanu goes that you can't be open in the Nisui Kamai. So, those are not the three sheets of the Balmor. So let's just review for a second what these three shitas are. We have the Rif. The Rif says Nisui Kamai Ka'akra and Choletzes O Misyabemes Lishar Achin. We have the Bahag who says Nisui Kamai Ka'akra. They all assume Shmuel agrees with the Ula. But Muteres La'achin Kemo Le'echad Min Ashok. Right? And then you have the Balamor. The Balamor says she is not Okeres anything. Mion, right? She's not okeres anything. And he would say she still has Zika to all the brothers. But she is Asura Leoso Ach. Shemia nabo mishom didamya libalas get. Getting back to that machlokis. These are the three shitas. What is the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that if what would be if she's mima'enes in one ach, then the Rif would say, Choletzes, oh, Misyabemes, Lishar Achin. The Bahag would say, Muteris Lashok. And the Balmor would say, Choletzes, oh, Misyabemes, Lishar Achin. What's the difference between the Balmor and the Shmuel? What if she is Mima'enes to all the Yavamim? She's my NS to all of you. Let's say there's one issue with my NS, or there's three issues with my NS to all of them. The Rif would say Muteris L'shok. The Bahag would say, of course, Muteris L'shok. And the Balamor would say that she needs Chalitza. As a matter of fact, she probably needs Chalitza from all of them, because the Chalitza Psula, and she has the Chozeres al Kol Ha'achin. That's the Chab of the Balamor. He says, Mion doesn't work. It just creates an Isser because it's like a get. It doesn't work. These are the three shitas. Now, just to, yeah.
But according to Balmor, clearly there's something. Why would he say she can do? I would think that he would say there's something happened that she should do chalitza, but not yibum.
She should do chalitza and not yibum because miyam is like a get. It doesn't eliminate any zika, but it does create an iser yibum.
So it shouldn't be chalitza. So
no, that's l'shar achin. That's Rav says even Lashar Achin Shiasur. Shmuel says, no, it only asked her to this brother who wasn't Bona. Right? Lashar Achin, not for him.
According to the Lama, why should you eat Mian?
What?
What purpose
of it? According Balmor, there is no purpose in doing Mion. She did Mion because, well, I would say two things. Why would she do Mion? A, maybe she's not aware of the halacha. Maybe she learned about the Hag. So, Grand Balmor, there's no, it doesn't help to do Mion. Meaning Mion doesn't help. This is not like Ula. This is like Roshi, more like Roshia. Mion doesn't help, he said. But, of course, why might she do Mion? She might do Mion if she's very clever. Let's say she doesn't like the Yavam. Let's say she doesn't like the Yavam. But she's afraid he'll harass her until she agrees to keep him. So if she does Mion, then now he won't do Yivam to her anymore, and now she can get rid of him. Of course, it's a little risky, because she still needs Chalitza from him. Right? So she might have trouble convincing him to do Chalitza. But okay, that's her problem. Anyway, there's really no reason. It's the same as Get. Why would anyone give a Get to his Yavama? So probably no normal reason. Okay. These are the three shitas. Now, just at the end with, what's the yisod of the machlokas between them? Yeah?
Are we going to answer the question on the riff?
Yes, exactly. We're ending the question on the riff. What am I claiming, right? I'm claiming a lot of things here, right? But I think what I'm claiming is right. The Milchama says, why did the Balamor argue on the riff? Right? The Milchama is interested in analyzing Balamor before he said defends the riff. You've got to understand Balamor. And what I'm claiming, but this is not a claim, this is just truth, is that the Bahag and the Balamor disagree with the Riff for the same reason. They just take it in opposite directions, right? The Riff says two things that don't match. He says, Nisui kamai ka'akra, and he says, Choletza so mitzirbemes l'shar achin. Hold on, if the Nisui kamai was nekar, how can you do chalitza even to the other brothers? So, whenever you have a steward between two things, the two obvious choices are, cross out one thing or cross out the other, right? What did the Bahag say? It's a stira. You can't say Nisui kamai ka'akra, and Choletz Mr. Bemis L'Achin. So it must be she's not Choletz Mr. Bemis L'Achin. She's Materis in the Shuk. And what does the Balamor say? You can't be saying Nisui Kamai Ka'akra and Choletz Mr. Bemis L'Achin. So it must be that Nisui Kamai Lo Nekru and the Zika still intact. All you did was mess yourself up and prevent and create an Isser of Kimish Lavana Shavuyevne. Those are the two approaches. Actually, the Me'iri actually points out that in the... This is a little bit now the question is that the riff is still in trouble, right? The riff is still stuck with a stira. What's the stira? Problem. If Nisui Kamai Ka'akra, then why is there a Zika of the other brothers? The Baha gets out of that in one direction. The Balamor gets out of that in another direction. The riff is funny. Nisui Kamai Ka'akra, but still is the Zika of the other brothers, right? If she was married to my late dear departed Ruvain, then she should have a Zika to all of us. If she was not married to our late dear departed Ruvain, then she shouldn't have a Zika to any of us. So, lechora, we have here is a fundamental machlokes. You know, in the 5.5 minutes I have left, maybe I will just suffice to establish that it's a fundamental machlokes about Mion B'Yavam. Although, I have a sneaking suspicion it might be evidence of a fundamental machlokes about Mion in general. That would have to be in the realm of speculation. There's a fundamental machlokas about what does this mean, Nisui Kamai Ka'akra? What's the nature of this Akira of Mion? How does Mion work? Right? This is a little bit. Here's my speculation Rav Chaim deals with. And it's the Rav Chaim that's going to be on the sugya on the bottom of the base on the base. Bottom kisim on it. But as an agav there, he gets into the question of, is Mion really Okir Lamafreya? Or is it just like, Mikanu Lahaba, we pretend you were never married. Right? Is it really that you're never married?
It can't be, because the Zika comes before.
Aha, okay. All good. That's, well, we'll see if we can answer that or not. But part of the question I think he's dealing with is, what's the nature of Mion? Is Mion really undercutting and saying you were never married at all? That's what Nisui Kamai Ka'akra means? It means you were never married at all, or no? What it means is that since you were married without Das, you have the right to nullify this marriage as if it never happened. But what does Mion mean? Does Mion mean it never happened? Or does Mion mean that you can make it as if it never happened and uproot what happened? Right? Now that's a subtlety, which again, I think might tie into Ruchaim's Hakira about whether it's l'mafreya, you were never married, or from now on, it's as if you were never married. Nafgamina, he suggests to, you know, what if, I don't know, what if she found a winning Powerball ticket? And then you know, she says, hold on, I don't want to give this to my husband, she's my lioness, right? So, Reb Chaim says, well, not so pashut. Like, if she really never married him, then she keeps the $187 million. But if just from now on she wasn't married to him, from now on it's if she wasn't married to him, but he still won the Powerball. Right? That's Reb Chaim's discussion, which, you know, Yosef Chacham, Yishma Chacham, Yosef Lekach. This might be somewhat parallel to the discussion in Rishonim about Afkinu, although it doesn't have to have the same answer, because they're two totally different mechanisms. Does Afkinu mean you're never ever married in the first place, and really it was Al Tanai that was never fulfilled? Or does Afkinu mean no, the Chacham have power to nullify as if it never happened? Absolutely. So I think that's really the assault of the Machlokas here. What did the Bahag and the Balamor say? The Bahag and the Balamor say, Mion equals a bittel meikara. Mian means you were never married. Therefore, they have this problem on the Rif. And each of them takes it in a different direction. But what is the Rif going to say? The Rif is going to say no. Therefore, you're either, what's the choice? Either nisue kamai ka'okra mamish, that's the Bahag, or lo okra klum, that's the Balamor, right? You have two choices, you're in the horns of dilemma. Either go to the Bahag, say, mamish, you were never married to him, pshuto kamashmo. You know, the Rambam will say, Tainef, your usher is father, that's enough. No other relatives. Or the Balamor says, no, she wasn't Okeris anything. Shmuel holds against Ula, that you can't be Okeris once the guy's dead. But the Rif says no. The Rif says, Mion equals, right, the right to be Mevatel Ke'ilu. Lo niskadsha megikara. What that means is that since originally she didn't have a full chalos of kiddushin, she has the right to uproot that kiddushin as if it never happened. But she's not really telling us it was never kiddushin. There was kiddushin drabbanon. Just since it was kiddushin drabbanon, and since the reason it's only kiddushin drabbanon is because of her lack of da'as, she has the right to say, since I was the weak link in this chain the whole time, the Rabbanan gave me the power. The Balamor, we don't have time green and sign for the Machom says, Tol whatever bought, the Hacham were tolling in her. They gave her the power, since her das was chasher originally, they say you still keep the power of decision here. You can uproot it as if it never happened. It doesn't mean it never happened. It just means you can uproot Mikana Labaz if it never happened. And therefore, what comes out of that? She can uproot Zika of one brother, but leave intact the Zika of the other brothers. Now, and that's the fundamental machlokes. Everyone argues in the Rif, they say either you were never married or you were married. Two choices. The Rif says, no, you're looking at it so as Lamafreya, is like Lamafreya, Lamafreya. The Rif, so you like to say, they're looking at it as Lamafreya, Lamafreya, and the Rif may be looking at it as Mikatala Habal Lamafreya. They're looking at, Mamish, you have two choices, either you're married or you weren't. Choose your own adventure, you have two paths. The Rif says, no, really, you were married with your Abanan, you could just be ochre as if it never happened. Okay, if you're married to one husband, you're ochre him as if he never happened or not. But if he dies and leaves you three of them, I could be ochre if Ruin died, I could be ochre Shimon Zika, and leave Levi and Yehuda Zika. Oh, you guys married or I wasn't? No. I know I was married. I just have the right to be ochre as if I was never married. So I can use this right for one brother and not use the right to be ochre for the other brothers. And that's where Rabban and the Rash put the sign. You can be ochre Zika Siyavim Echad and not be ochre Zika Siyavim Sheni. And I think, and here I'm going to engage in speculation, and no one has to take my word for any of this, and, you know, this is together, Yishma Chacham Yosef Lekach, that they might be having a fundamental machlokes about the nature of Mion. Is Mion really rewriting history? Or is it just you could be ochre as if it never happened? Now, Nina might be for a Chaim's discussion of is it Lamafreya or Mikan Lahabah? Nafkamina might be the machlokes we've shown, do you need two Eidei Kiyum for Mion? Now, it could be, it has nothing to do with it. It could be if you're really being okra something, that's a halos davar shebe'erba. If you're just saying it never happened, then maybe that's not a halos davar shebe'erba. But this is all a beginner speculation, and there's a lot more to say, but you know, we'll leave it as Rosh Hashanah at this point. But at the very least, when it comes to miyun biyavam, then I think I've proven beyond a shadow of a doubt that just using logic to analyze the Sheet of the Rishonim here proves that the fundamental is whether the way miyun works in a yavam is it rewrites history or doesn't, two choices, or the Rif says no. You can choose what to be ochre, and if you have three yavams, you can be ochre this yavam, not the other yavam. And obviously, because he understands that miyun is not a rewriting of history, it's a zechus to uproot it as if it never happened, not that it really never happened. Okay, we'll leave that for now, and we'll go on to Mirz Hashem next time to Saras Islandis. Thursday, we'll discuss Saras Islandis and Mirz Hashem. Then next Monday, we'll get into the Sholosh Nashim Shamshus Mamoch, which is a very, very, very important.